Over the past few years, we've been looking into the story of the largest oil spill in the country, which occurred right here in New York in Greenpoint at Newtown Creek. A study released last week by the Environmental Protection Agency reveals that the oil spill may be much larger than previously thought, and we thought it was pretty big in the past. Joining me now for an update on this issue is Basil Segos, legal investigator at Riverkeeper. I'm very pleased to welcome him back to the show. Hello.
Thanks for having me, Leonard.
Now, I said Greenpoint, but should I say Greenpoint and Williamsburg as well?
Well, for now, we just believe this is a Greenpoint problem. Obviously, Newtown Creek is the border of Queens and Brooklyn, so we think this is also a Queens issue. If Queens shares half of the creek, it sort of shares half of that problem.
What's the significance of this EPA study?
Well, I think for the first time, and the Coast Guard did a study back in the late 70s, and since then, the federal government has been quiet on the scene. 30 years later, the EPA comes in and does basically a literature review. It wasn't a field study. It was a review of all the studies done in the past 30 years. We were lobbying for such a study in an effort to get some objective analysis of this problem. Now we have it, and they came out with a fairly important finding that this is not 17 million gallons; it's potentially 30 million gallons or more.
But still, this is something that's been going on for a long time, and we can't blame it on either political party because it's been through Republican and Democratic administrations. Still, it's taken the EPA all these years to get involved.
Yes, and we almost had to shame the government into action. I mean, that's the unfortunate thing.
What about city and state officials? How have they dealt with Newtown Creek?
Well, the state has really changed its course on this case in the last sort of year and a half. For many years, we were fighting the state to take action almost as seriously as we were taking on Exxon.
George Pataki didn't want to get involved?
Pataki didn't want to get involved. Pataki, was a dedicated conservationist, but never really a believer in environmental enforcement. That was true from the outset. And those are two very different things. So when it came time to staffing and funding his enforcement departments, he really, starved that beast. Specifically to this case, we started to make noise about it back in 2003, and we're actually told really to leave town. That the state was on the scene. They were dealing with the problem. We knew the facts quite differently from being in the field and seeing oil seeping out into Newtown Creek and knowing that there were, serious vapor issues that weren't being dealt with. So, to have the state change tune dramatically, we now have a governor that believes very strongly in environmental enforcement, commissioner in the same tune, and an attorney general who's just filed his lawsuit to join us.
But what does it all mean? What kind of impact will this have?
Well, I guess if you're in the community, you wouldn't be able to know that there's a difference, right? I mean, you still have this massive pool of oil underground. You're learning that it might be bigger than it was.
And how close to the surface is it?
Well, in some cases, it's as shallow as 6 feet below surface. With the contours of land, there are some parts of the community that are maybe 40 or 45 feet above the oil. But it's this big lake of oil floating in the groundwater, and that's why it's getting into the creek.
Well, it was discovered in 1979. Had it been going on much longer?
Well, the EPA report reviews some of the earlier studies that had been done by the oil companies, noting that oil was detected in construction projects back in the 1950s in this area, all the way through the early 1970s. So this 1979 Coast Guard report was the first big sort of, here, New York City, here's this big pool of oil, and here's the reason that it's there. But there's plenty of anecdotal information indicating that many parties knew of this problem for decades.
And the new study suggests that the original estimate of 17 million gallons of oil may be too low. How does 17 plus million gallons of oil wind up under Greenpoint?
That's a great question. And we're looking forward to getting Exxon's experts on the stand so we can ask them that question. But
Exxon says they're not responsible because they weren't even in business or they weren't in the area at the time.
Well, Exxon has assumed responsibility for the cleanup at this point, but they haven't admitted to liability. So those are also two different things. How do you lose 17 million gallons or 30 million gallons of oil over 50 or 100 years? It's basically a poorly managed property, huge tanks processing hundreds of millions of gallons of oil a day. And, maybe you lose a few thousand gallons here and there, and over time it ends up to 17 million.
Well, you said 30. They've upgraded it to 30 million. That's 13 million more gallons. How can you How can you get an estimate so wrong?
I don't know. You know, the original estimate was from 1979, this Coast Guard report, which is a, you know, very quickly done report. It took a, took them a year, $500,000. They sunk a bunch of wells into the community and basically, you know, gave it their best shot, and they came up with 17.
Couldn't we just put an oil well in there and start drilling for oil?
Well, that's exactly...
Make believe it's Kuwait?
That's exactly what they're doing right now. You know, in fact, Exxon has a couple of wells within the community and on the industrial properties actually pumping oil out of the ground. Now, that's a good start, but the problem is, you know, here we are 30 years later, EPA's finding says essentially that the plume hasn't changed its shape in 30 years. So I think that's why they're thinking it could be much more than 17 million gallons, up to 30 or more.
And do we know what area it covers?
It covers about 55 acres of Greenpoint. If you're looking at a map, it's essentially bounded by the Brooklyn-Queens Expressway on the south, approximately Kingsland Avenue in the west, and then Greenpoint Avenue in the north. So it's a big pear-shaped plume.
Now, they can recover some of this oil, but some of it has to have merged with the soil, hasn't
yes.
it? So that's going to be there forever?
Well, in fact, the EPA found that this report, this cleanup at its current pace will take another 25 years, and at best they'll remove 70% of the oil from the ground. So 30% of the oil is trapped in groundwater, soil, sediment, rock, and they're going to have to think very creatively about how to get that stuff out.
What about getting it out of Newtown Creek?
Well, that may be easier. If they can prevent it from seeping into Newtown Creek, that's a big task, but probably something doable.
And you just skim it off?
Well, they've been doing that for a while. They've been skimming oil off the surface of the creek. But since it's currently seeping into the creek, since it's sinking to the bottom, it's a part of the sediment in the area. I read one study that said that, you know, 10% of the sediment in Newtown Creek is actually oil. Eventually, if they dredge that stuff out and prevent it from bleeding out of the shoreline, we'll see, you know, less oil in the creek and sort of less of a problem for the human health and the environment.
We're talking about the Newtown Creek oil spill, which extends a lot further, with Basil Segos, legal investigator at Riverkeeper. This is WNYC and WNYC.org. I'm Leonard Lopate. Did the EPA perform health risk assessments?
No. That was one of the primary objectives of Congressman Wiener's bill. Wanted to bring the EPA in to conduct a health assessment. And that hasn't been done. It wasn't done in this report. We hope that that's the next step. At least the EPA could fund the study.
Congressman Wiener doesn't represent this area, does he?
He doesn't represent this area.
So we're seeing politicians from other parts of the city getting involved in this?
That's right. Yeah, certainly, you know, Congressman Wiener and Congresswoman Nydia Velazquez have joined together. This is Nydia's district, so the two of them have sort of formed a powerhouse team. You know, it's good to have our federal legislators getting active on a case like this.
And what would be the health risks? People aren't eating fish that they're catching in Newtown Creek, are they?
Yeah, the report actually downplays the potential impact on human health as far as contact on the creek goes. You know, they say, I think the quote is, you know, the use of the creek for recreational boating and swimming has not been reported. Well, you can go out there today, you know, as of, you know, every single day for the past 30 years or 50 years, and you would see people down there fishing for subsistence food. So this is, in fact, you know, people are using the creek for angling. They are using it for kayaking and swimming.
Do the vapors pose any threat? Because people sometimes can smell the oil, can't they?
Well, the EPA said that was the biggest potential health threat from this, and we have fairly solid soil vapor data dating back 10 or 12 years, indicating that, you know, benzene vapors and methane are wafting off of the spill underground and upwards towards the businesses and homes.
Have they contaminated the drinking water?
Oh, well, thankfully, Brooklyn's not drinking the aquifer as it used to. Mm. The groundwater in this area is totally shot. I mean, to recover it, the ExxonMobil is one major source of pollution, but there are, you know, every industrial site over the years had been leaking their toxins into the ground, and Brooklyn's groundwater is in big trouble.
Has anybody in the Greenpoint area reported symptoms associated with the risk we're talking about?
We hear anecdotal evidence echoed by many of the residents that come to these big community meetings of, you know, cancer clusters. And I also, you know, read in the various articles various people with sarcomas and had leg amputees. We don't interact directly with the residents in the area. There are two law firms that have filed large private tort cases against Exxon for the same, you know, the sort of the same spill. that's what we're both looking at as a source of problems. But their approach is, to go through the class action process to achieve some damages.
Are there things that people in the area can do to protect themselves from these risks?
Well, I think, knowledge is power, and we're still at an information deficit, I think, when we look at this spill and its potential impact. So, encouraging our legislators to demand further study of the potential health risks. There was a preliminary study done by the DEC and DOH this year. We need to get them back into people's homes. We need to encourage them to sample the indoor air, to sample the air under the ground. And then, if we find a problem, obviously steps need to be taken. If we don't find a problem, then perhaps some precautionary measures need to be put in place.
Did the EPA recommend anything about dealing with the presence of toxic gases in the area?
Well, they in a way sort of punted on that issue. They punted back to the state because the state has at least a plan in place to begin studying this. The EPA recognizes that underground vapors intruding into people's homes is a major source of concern. So they have to at least get the state to produce some better evidence.
I would also think that if a major fire developed in the area, it could lead to a total catastrophe.
You hope that never happens, but in fact, it did happen back in 1950. I mean, the Coast Guard report back in 1979 details a huge explosion in 1950 because of the presence of all this oil underground and having it sort of the vapors collecting in confined spaces. Somebody lit a match, somebody was jackhammering, whatever it was, huge explosion in Greenpoint, popping up all the manhole covers. And that was really the first time that people had a sense that the ground in Greenpoint was polluted.
Now, we have these lawsuits. We have Exxon drilling some of the oil, so there is a cleanup in the works. What kind of an impact do you think the EPA study will have?
Well, I think ultimately it advances the ball somewhat. It's a preliminary study. It's basically a literature review. Again, we don't have any data. We basically have new opinions, which ultimately help advance this from a public point of view.
But it has the imprimatur of the federal government in this case.
That's right.
In the past, there were people who were still saying it really isn't as bad as some are claiming.
Right. That's what we heard right off the bat. And now we have the federal government saying it actually is bad and it needs a coordinated approach, needs aggressive remediation and so forth.
Do you think this is a unique situation?
Certainly in the region, I've never heard of anything like this. You never hear of an oil spill this size in an urban area in New York City or nationwide, to have this many homes affected by this potential problem.
I guess the thing that surprises most people is when the Exxon Valdez spilled all that oil, it was a headline-making story. It was something that everybody got involved with. Congress got into immediately. The state of Alaska got into it immediately. But here we have this story, and once again, it was in the news, barely in the news. And this is the largest oil spill in the United States.
That's right. And I often wonder why this didn't get more attention when this was first put on the public record back in the 70s. I mean, Newtown Creek, already a dirty waterway. Greenpoint, Brooklyn, and a working class industrial neighborhood.
Is that part of the problem? The Exxon Valdez destroyed a pristine area of the wilderness, and here we have a poor working class neighborhood in Brooklyn?
I think that certainly is part of the problem. I think you lack the sort of drama of a single event of a tanker running up on the rocks with a drunken captain and seabirds covered with oil. Here you have 50 or 60 years of seepage into a dirty waterway and potentially slow and more insidious impacts on the people that live and breathe in these areas. That's not to excuse any of the actions or inactions over the years, but it certainly might explain some of it.
Basil Segos is legal investigator at Riverkeeper, and we've been talking about the Newtown Creek oil spill on Underreported Today. Thank you so much for being with us again.
Thank you for covering this, Leonard.